City Manager Rory Watt stood at a podium at the Juneau Police Station on Sunday evening and said it was a tragic day for the community.
Obviously a tragedy for the man who lost his life, tragedy for the officer that felt the need to use his weapon, tragedy for the community as our sense of security is certainly eroded today.
At the Chinook apartment complex where the shooting happened, several residents said the same thing. Many stood on their porches Sunday evening, quietly talking, watching their children run along a nearby ditch where bits of bright yellow crime scene tape fluttered in the wind. Some shook and cried when they talked about what had happened. Many didn't want to talk on the record about Kelly Michael Stevens, better known as Rabbit. But a handful of people, including Georgiana Joseph, did. They rolled up their sleeves, pulled up their shirts, and showed off tattoos that Stevens had done. Joseph's is a blue and black skull on her forearm. It has a bright pink bow on top. She rubbed it while she talked about Stevens. She says he was a good friend, that they were in her apartment last night, and that he got into a fight with the next-door neighbor, that there was a lot of yelling, that Stevens took off to walk his puppy, headed down Cinema Drive with a leash. Then she watched him lay on the ground dying from a gunshot wound. The officer who shot Stevens was responding to a 911 call. Police say a woman called saying she heard yelling and a gunshot near Cinema Drive. Juneau police haven't identified the officer who shot Stevens. They say they'll withhold his identity for at least 24 hours. But during a press conference on Sunday, Chief Ed Mercer described what he knows of the shooting. Mercer says that when the officer got to the road near the apartment complex and out of his patrol car, he heard yelling. Mercer says the officer saw a man approaching him, swinging a chain.
The man yelled at the officer that he was going to kill him several times.
Mercer says the officer repeatedly told Stevens to stop and then shot him once. It's not clear exactly what happened after that. Mercer says several other Juneau Police Department officers got to the scene. They handcuffed Stevens and they called the paramedics. Georgiana Joseph and other witnesses say they tried to help Stevens, but they were kept back by the police. They say no one helped him while he lay on the ground, his puppy hiding under a nearby police cruiser. Mercer says he's not sure how long it took the paramedics to get there, but that he thinks an officer on scene gave Stevens medical attention.
We had multiple officers that arrived on scene, so it may not necessarily have been the officer involved in the shooting.
But police on scene definitely gave medical aid to the person who had been shot.
It's my understanding.
Stevens was taken to Bartlett Regional Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. This isn't the first violent encounter Stevens has had with Juneau police. In 2018, he was charged with assaulting an officer, along with three other charges that were eventually dropped. According to court records, he pled guilty to that misdemeanor. The officer who shot Stevens has been placed on paid administrative leave. That's Juneau Police Department policy in situations like this. Juneau Police spokesperson Aaron Calwera says it's not clear how long that leave will last. Investigators from the Alaska State Troopers are headed to Juneau to help with the investigation. Juneau police officers are equipped with BodyWorn. That's an audio and video recording system. Mercer says there are also mobile video systems in police cars. This is the second police-involved shooting in Juneau this year, but the first fatal one since 2007. From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.